Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is lesson number 35. We're still talking about the French, and in this lesson, we're going to talk about the French and Native relations. How'd they get along? We talked about this a little bit in previous lessons, so we're going to go in a little more detail here. Now, Champlain, the man we learned about in our last few lessons, picked out strong young men to live among the natives of Canada so that they could learn the language of the natives as well as their customs. Also, he wanted them to develop the skills needed to overcome the obstacles of hard wilderness life. Now, this wilderness school lasted several years. It's a rough school. And then when the students graduated, they were sent out to explore the rivers and lakes of the West. Now, one of these students was a man named Jean Nicolet, N-I-C-O-L-E-T. He became the first European to visit Lake Michigan and Wisconsin, and these explorers helped greatly expand the boundaries of New France. Now, imagine what it was like traveling through the interior of the continent in those days. There were no roads, no modern conveniences, no nothing. Sometimes when you talk about history, you have to try to imagine what it was like back then. And now think what it would have been like when you came to rapid waters and cascades. There were no bridges or anything like that. Back then, those rapid waters and cascades were practically impossible to pass over, so the explorers had to make use of portage paths, which the natives had already established. Let me just tell you, exploring wasn't easy work. Well, as we said, the French got along much better with the natives than the English did. Now, of course, the one exception was the Iroquois, as we learned in our last lesson. Now, there are two main reasons why the French got along better with the natives. First, when the English came, they would cut down forests to establish farms. They had larger farms. And what this ended up doing was driving away game. And the natives, remember, lived primarily off hunting. This was their source of survival. And so eventually, this caused problems between the natives and the English because large farming and subsistence hunting can't coexist in the same area. Well, the French, on the other hand, didn't care about farming for market purposes, so they didn't establish big farms. They only grew enough to feed their own families. Their main source of income was the fur trade. Now, fur was in style throughout Europe, so the French asked the natives for their furs in exchange for glass beads, trinkets, axes, clothes, blankets, and firearms. And the French also had a hankering to explore the wilderness, so their ambitions were more along the lines of exploring. So fur trading and exploration was their thing. Well, second, the French intermarried with the natives and treated them like brothers. The English, on the other hand, didn't hide their opinion that they believed that they belonged to a superior race and that the so-called savages had to make room for the English. The natives, of course, didn't like being treated that way and grew to hate the English. Now, let me just say this. I'm not giving a sweeping statement. Many of the English treated the natives very fairly, and some natives recognized that. But the idea of superiority was a common thing with the English, so they didn't really interact with the natives the way the French did. So, for these two main reasons, the French got along much better with the natives. The French didn't take over the native hunting grounds, and the French treated the natives like family. So, if we were able to travel back in time to 1600s New France, we would have seen small fur warehouses of log or stone at convenient points along the rivers and lakes of New France. And every once in a while, we might see a small defense post next to one of these fur trading places with a few soldiers stationed there to protect the merchandise. And these warehouses extended from the St. Lawrence River in Quebec to the Great Lakes as far as Green Bay, and then they went down the Mississippi River to New Orleans in the Gulf of Mexico. And from these warehouses, traders would roam the vast regions of New France, bartering with the natives and experiencing thrilling adventures too many to get into in these lessons. All right, that's all we have time for now. In our next lesson, we're going to learn more about some of the bravest of these adventurers, the Jesuits. And we're going to focus on one of the most remarkable of them, the man who discovered the Mississippi River. You're going to want to hear this story. That's next. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for spending time with me. I really hope you learned something. Until we meet again, remember this, be good to one another because we're in this together.